Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the 8th day of November 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and we're going to open the phones up for everyone to be able to respond to the Democratic-controlled House passing the government takeover of health care legislation. It now speeds on to the Senate. Remember, earlier in the week, they were playing possum, telling the world, there's no way it'll pass the House this weekend. Everybody go to sleep. Everything's fine. And there was no way 3 months ago they were going to pass the cap and trade legislation to tax all carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases and to regulate your life under UN control. And they passed that, and it's now in the Senate. And they're now saying, don't worry, the Senate's not going to pass either one. Everything's fine. If you hold your breath, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to drown. They're going to pass both of these pieces of legislation unless we have a maximum political effort to define and to deal with this situation. We have to go out and educate the public about what's really in this legislation. And I thought I'd go over some of the 1,900-page piece of legislation. Then, of course, you have the greenhouse gas tax. And last week, we went over this, the Framework Convention on Climate Change. There's over 100 pages just that talk about world government. Another close to 100 pages that talk about global taxes. And it really is unspeakable. It is so anti-American, the complete opposite of what this nation was founded on and is. So we'll be going over that after we come back from this first short break. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. I'm just going to tell callers right now, we're not screening your calls. It's self-screening. But you can talk about the Fort Hood shooting and gun grabbing and all the stuff coming out with that. We can talk about government takeover of health care, government global carbon tax takeover, or how basically open world government's being announced and pushed. But I don't want to discuss chupacabras or flying saucers or, you know, side diversion distraction issues like that. We're going to talk about real issues here today, and I know that most of you want to talk about that to begin with, but 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and we will get you up and on the air on this live 8th day of November 2009, Sunday edition. I also have some other examples in my stack of what happens once you live under a socialist government and how the state takes total control of your life. I thought we'd look at what they're doing through government health care and control in England and in Canada and in Germany and France and Australia. You think the control freaks have got their snout in your life today? You ain't seen nothing yet. So that is coming up as well. A lot of suspicious information has come out in the last few days dealing with the Fort Hood alleged shooter. I say alleged shooter. He probably is the shooter. We just don't know if he's a Prozac head, crazy psychiatrist. They are the craziest profession out there statistically. Highest level of suicide and mass killing and raping their patients and every other form of crime and torturing patients in their little ghoulish mental health facilities, or he could be a whacked out Muslim extremist, or he could be good old-fashioned MK Ultra. I mean, that is a real government program, and there's a lot of evidence leaning towards that. So later we're going to get into that today, but again, the toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244, my friends. We'll be taking your phone calls on the health care bill passes, and there's a big celebration from Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and others. The Republicans are glad it passed because this will destroy the Democrats in the next election, and then they can continue to act like they're conservative. We'll be back in a minute.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and it is, of course, Sunday, the 8th day of November, 2009. An absolutely horrible occurrence happened late last night. The Democrats passed their government takeover of health care, and it has everything they promised it wouldn't. The public option, the giant fines on people that don't want to go out and buy health insurance. This will begin taking over what's left of the free market in healthcare. It will dump trillions more dollars of federal money into healthcare, expanding the bureaucracy and driving up the price. The more money they put into it and the less competition, the higher the price will go, which is exactly what they want. In 5, 6, 7 years, when it's completely wrecked, like this nation already is economically, they will come in with even more government and more control as the solution, because control is the name of the game. What we have seen pass the House of Representatives is 180 degrees the opposite of what our constitutional republic was founded on. The reason we didn't have socialist health care was because it's un-American. And because when you build a big giant bureaucracy, the corruption is only going to intensify. It's like if you go sink a battleship off the Florida Keys, you're going to get, in a few decades, a huge reef system. That's a good thing. You go sink a bunch of old cars, it'll turn into an artificial reef. You go create giant government programs, it creates huge ecosystems of corruption and bid rigging and scams and stealing. And that's what happens. And so we will end up like the Soviet Union or Communist China. It is an absolute guarantee. Also, another big issue here is the media the whole time has falsely cast the debate as if insurance companies were against this and rich guys were against this. No. The spokesman for the healthcare insurance companies of the United States has been in the Wall Street Journal and everywhere else admitting that they wrote this plan. But then when Nancy Pelosi gets called a Nazi at a press conference by somebody that snuck a bullhorn in, she goes, "Oh, thank you, insurance companies. Thank you, healthcare companies." No, the big official lobbyists of the healthcare industry are on record, and we've read their quotes here, bragging that they wrote this bill. Now, they threatened a month ago, and again 2 weeks ago, that if the $5,000 fines and prison time for not buying their insurance policies was taken out of the bill, they were going to throw their weight against it. And so the Congress said, "Okay, we'll put you in prison. And the bill's even worse." The old bill had a $5,000 policy you had to buy or get a $5,000 fine. This new one says $15,000. Ladies and gentlemen, $15,000 is what more than 60 million people in this country make a year. I mean, it's over, folks. NAFTA GATT was meant to bankrupt our industry. I have the government documents. We read a bunch of them last week about how they plan to destroy our industry. Then big banks, the globalists, the big select corporations are the only ones that own and control the factories in China and Mexico and India. They have sweetheart deals with the elites there. They then can produce the items cheaper than anybody can in the Western world, so you lose your industrial base. Then they keep jacking up the taxes on the middle class and working class to bankrupt everybody and drive everybody into government control. I mean, that's what all of this is about. This is a sophisticated takeover. And they've got all these slick Republicans up there with their talking points playing along with the game. And you've got all the slick Democrats out there with their talking points repeating the same stuff just in different ways that is on the surface opposed to each other, but then you pull back and realize it's all smoke and mirrors. I mean, Bush tripled the size of government. Bush signed on to man-made global warming theory. Bush tried to reauthorize the assault weapons ban. And Obama's continued the wars and continued the Patriot Act and continued everything Bush did. Because there's no difference between these people. Certainly, you can get Republicans elected coming up in about a year from now in the 2010 congressional election. And all the polls show the Democrats are going to lose control of the House. But you watch. Those Republicans aren't going to be able to repeal the health care bill. Oh, they just won't be able to repeal the greenhouse gas tax bill. Oh, they just won't be able to repeal any of it. Just like Obama couldn't stop the wars. Oops, he had to make them even bigger. Because there's an elite agenda, and the Republicans and the Democrats are there to carry it out together. But I thought I'd go over some of the subsections of the bill. Pelosi, buy a $15,000 policy or go to jail. This is from the Ways and Means Committee. Ways and Means Committee Ranking Member Dave Camp. Today, Ranking Member of the House Ways and Means Committee Dave Camp released a letter from the Nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation confirming that the failure to comply with the individual mandate to buy health insurance contained in Pelosi's health care bill, H.R. 3962, as amended, could land people in jail. The JCT letter makes clear that Americans who do not maintain acceptable health insurance coverage and who choose not to pay the bill's new individual mandate tax, generally 2.5% of income above $250,000, it's 5%, are subject to numerous civil and criminal penalties, including criminal fines and up to $250,000 and imprisonment for up to 5 years. Now that is in the bill. I didn't just believe the Ways and Means Committee, and I didn't believe Ways and Means Committee on Taxation. I actually went to the bill, and it does say that. And it says in page 2 of H.R. 3962, they didn't hide this, that if the government determines that a taxpayer's unpaid tax liability results from a willful behavior, the following penalties could apply due to non-payment of deductible insurance. And look, last week I showed you that in Illinois, they're already issuing a federally written taxpayer handbook that says by federal law, this money has to be withheld out of your check for the government-controlled insurance rule. Now, you look at Australia, England, Germany, other places. This is actually in the news today. If you're only making, say in England, 10,000 pounds a year, your blue collar, that's around $18,000, and you can't pay the 20% tax they've got there. I mean, 20% of your money there goes towards your insurance. Oh, you've got free government health care, 20% of your paycheck. Don't worry, though. Here, they're just going to start out with 10% of your paycheck, and then the bureaucracy will use most of it and then give some to the insurance companies and to the big mega, they have big pharma, big agribusiness for farming. Well, it's the same thing here, big mega health care. And big mega healthcare is lobbied for all this because they've got the lawyers and the computer systems and the secretaries and the big high rise of buildings of bureaucrats. They want all of this. This is going to shut down your small hospitals, shut down your small dental offices. I mean, they're already all shut down. You want big box Walmart healthcare, you're going to get it. And you're going to get crappy healthcare too. You're going to get an aspirin for a heart attack. I mean, it's admitted in Europe and in England. I've watched the House of Commons during Prime Minister's questions back when Tony Blair was in, and they'd say, my constituent, we had to wait 18 months for a brain surgery and died. It was operable within 6 months. And Tony Blair goes, yes, I'm aware of these cases, and it's unfortunate, but that's the way the rationing works due to the system. I mean, they don't even deny it over there. But here, the controlled left goes, oh, no, there's no rationing in Canada or Germany or England. That's all lies. And the truth is, here in the U.S., nobody gets turned away for health care. You go to the emergency room, you get taken care of. You had free health care. Now you're going to lose it. We are back live. Your phone calls are coming up at the start of the next segment. Dan in Pennsylvania, Michael in Oregon, Nathan in St. Louis, Anita in Texas, Ronaldo, New York City, David, Ohio. All of your phone calls are coming up at 888-201-2244. Look, people aren't stupid. That's why the vast majority of Americans turned against the health care reform as it was billed, as they learned details in the last 3 months, to where most polls show upwards of 70% being against the Democratic plan. That's why Obama and others came out and said it's essential that this passes during this Congress, because Obama himself, his approval rating has gone from the mid-80s to the low 40s, the lowest of any president in U.S. history, 10 months into their first administration. He is dropping like a stone. The people are finding out. See, the American people rebuked George Bush. He was horrible. Lied about wars, lied about WMDs, tripled the size of government, set up a police state, but he was just carrying out the globalist operation. And then Obama gets in, and everybody wonders why everything expands, everything accelerates that Bush was already doing. Just different window dressing, different rhetoric. And they've still got the little left-right fight going back and forth for everybody. But that goes on like a screen for the public. But behind the movie screen, behind the curtain, the real technicians of the world government are setting up their planetary dictatorship, and they've bragged for decades how much they love socialist health care. They socialize your money, give most of it to the banks, financing huge deficits, and then government gets to control health care and gets to control your life and gets to tell you what you can eat and what you can do and gets to micromanage you and basically sell forced inoculations and one-child policies and taking people's kids if they're overweight. This is the nanny state, and it's all in the bill. And we've seen what they've done with the similar systems developed in Europe. It's pure death. It's pure New World Order. People aren't stupid. In October of last year, we had multiple members of Congress on this radio show to document it. Senator Inhofe and many others. Henry Paulson with Geithner, head of the New York Fed, and Bernanke, head of the private Fed, chairman of the Federal Reserve. They went before a closed committee of Congress and said martial law will be declared. We must have this $700 billion open line of credit. Was really unlimited. They've stolen $23.7 trillion. Last numbers we got from the federal government. That's 3 months old. God knows what it is now. If you follow the graph, it's over $28 trillion, but whatever. Trillion here, trillion there. Pretty soon you got real money. $23.7 trillion. And they passed it on October 3rd, that Friday. On Saturday, Paulson said, oh, we don't need it anymore to unfreeze the mortgage market. Sorry, we're not going to tell you where the money's going. There is no free lunch. The bigger the government you grow, the bigger a lever foreign offshore banks, the crime syndicate, the New World Order, the bigger a lever they have to rob you, to steal from you. Government works for the corporate criminals. Corporate welfare is 90% of the real budget. They take your money and they steal it. And you better believe this health care plan, just like NAFTA, just like GATT, just like the global greenhouse carbon tax law that we now have the House version that's passed. It's in the Senate. We now have the Copenhagen-Denmark Treaty. Ban Ki-moon two Sundays ago, wrote an editorial for the New York Times called We Can Do It. And he said, this will fund the world government. This will cut back on wasteful industrial societies. Then you read the internal UN documents. They say they're going to wreck the society so bad that you're not going to be able to even pay to have children. And when you can't pay to feed your kids because there's no jobs, the government's going to come and raise them in dormitories. That is in Eco-Science written by White House science czar Aldrin. And the reason they're getting away with this is because the public, by and large, are a bunch of cowards, a bunch of fat, unhealthy, stupid sports fans who think America is Disney World, who think there's nothing evil on the planet, who think everything's fine, who think it's a social disease to care, that it's a social disease to get upset, that it's a social disease to be involved, that it's weird and scary, and ooh, that Alex Jones reads bills. He's a freak. He read what Ban Ki-moon said at the UN. Yeah, did you hear him? He said Ban Ki-moon's calling for a world government. Alex is bad. It isn't bad that some foreign corporate holding company called the UN is openly taking over our country and that we're going to be paying taxes directly to private banks on breathing and our cars and everything else we do, and that they're going to have taxes on children to begin with. Does it matter if the U.S. and British governments paid China tens of billions of dollars and allowed them to be the new industrial center because they agreed to kill children when somebody has more than one child? Yeah, you don't want to know that all came from the U.S. You don't want to know that once they bankrupt us and bring in communism, they're going to do that here. Because communism isn't some freak with a beard with a red star. Those are just hired thugs by the bankers who come and kill the middle class and then enslave everybody else and re-engineer society. When the bankers' shock troops show up, they don't tell you that they're coming from the bankers. They tell you, we're here from the people. Now, bayonet the libertarians, bayonet the middle class, and the big screaming hordes of dumbed-down, fluoride-drinking Prozac sports fans are going to line you and your families up and gun you down, screaming to the red banners, thinking they're getting something free. That's how the New World Order works. The big bankers fund the poor people to come in and gang rape anybody who's got $5 in their pocket, because the bankers don't want you having money. They don't want you living well. They don't want you owning property. And they're going to learn you. They're going to teach you that everything you get comes from the government mammary glands, that everything you are and everything you ever are comes from the government. Your ranches, your farms are all in the process of being taken right now. You're just going to be tenants on them under the animal ID, premises ID. They're openly putting cameras in all the newborn babies' parents' homes in England to, quote, make sure they're good parents, guilty until proven innocent. It's now being proposed here. They're now making parents in England get licenses just to take their kids out in public. They're going to bring that here. All of that is happening. Homeland Security, we have released the secret documents. It's made national news. The FBI has admitted it. The whole Homeland Security system, and they even teach the FBI guys this, is not for fake guys in turbans 7,000-8,000 miles away. It's for gun owners. It's for landowners. It's for conservatives. It's for libertarians. It's for people that know how to read and study and know the Federal Reserve is an illegitimate foreign corporate government over our U.S. And so I just want all of you to know something. I want all of you to understand something, and I want it to sink in real good. They have passed a law where not only does the government take money out of your paycheck, but if you don't go out and get, they take money out of your paycheck and make you go get insurance. And if you don't get the insurance they want, they're going to lock your butt up for 5 years and $250,000 fine. And you believe me, they're going to lock you up, and those SWAT teams are just ready to come and grab you and drag you by your hair into them. They enjoy beating up the stupid slaves. We'll be right back. You got to love our phone system. It just wiped like 20 callers off the board. So call back in, 888-201-2244. We got more gremlins in this office than, well, the movie Gremlins or a B-17 bomber over Tokyo. 888-201-2244. Get you up on the air. Okay, look, here's the deal. Judge Napolitano, one of the few true conservatives out there, normally a conservative means somebody that triples the size of government, attacks a bunch of third world countries, helps stage terror attacks, and knows full well that Homeland Security is really spying on real conservatives, these rhinos. But I like Napolitano. It says, kiss your freedoms goodbye if health care passes. Congress recognizes no limits on its power. It doesn't care about the Constitution. It doesn't care about your inalienable rights. If this health care bill becomes law, and it's passed the House now, America and American life as you have known it freedom as you have exercised it and privacy as you have enjoyed it will cease to be. And that's not an overstatement, my friends. The House of Representatives will vote on a 2,000-page bill to give the federal government the power to micromanage the health care of every single American. The bill will no doubt pass. It will raise your taxes, steal your freedom, invade your privacy, and ration your health care. Even the Republicans have introduced their version of Obamacare Lite. It, too, if passed, will compel employers to provide coverage, bribe the states to change their court rules, and tell insurance companies whom to insure. And, ladies and gentlemen, that's the thing. The Republicans are involved in this as well. And Napolitano is one of the only mainline people, that's why I like him, who will actually tell the truth. You're not going to hear that out of Glenn Beck. You're not going to hear that out of Rush Limbaugh. You're not going to hear that out of these people. Did they say a word when Bush tripled the size of government? I've got Beck on video saying we've got to pass the banker bailout bill or the subprime mortgages. Everything will fall apart. We've got to do this right now. And the point is, when the Republicans get back into the House in a year, we need to make them repeal this government health care. But no, they'll just blame it on the Democrats and hope you forget about it. You watch. These little bastards, these little creatures, excuse me, they are going to try to keep this. And that's what makes me so sick about them. They're just as bad as the Democrats. We do have one political party in this country. We don't have two. We do not have two political parties in this country, America. We have one party called Big Government Party. The Republican wing likes deficits, war, and assaults on civil liberties. The Democratic wing likes wealth transfer, taxes, and assaults on commercial liberties. Both parties like power, and neither is interested in your freedoms. Think about it. Government is the negation of freedom. Freedom is the power and ability to follow your own free will and your own conscience. The government wants you to follow the will of some faceless bureaucrat. And in Europe, and they're admitting they're going to do that under this plan, Daschle, who originally wrote the bill, wrote a book about it, saying, yes, if you're above 60, you don't get eye surgery, you don't get ear surgery, you don't get cancer surgery. They love to socialize wealth of the general public because then elites get the profits off that system, but more importantly, they get to come in, and now you don't get to choose. You don't get to run your own life. Control freaks revel in bossing you around running your life. And the police love to act like they're all conservative and they're good old boys and they're going to help you. They're a bunch of control freaks as well. It's just a big, sickening government. And the public's degenerating as well. I mean, not just the government. This is a decadent society. I just can't believe they passed this, but I knew they were. When I saw all these headlines last week, in fact, I have several of them here, where they were saying, top Dems, Obama won't get health care bill in 2009. This is from ABC News, November 3rd. And oh, it's not going to pass the House. Oh, it won't pass the Senate. Oh, don't worry. They're not going to get the global climate change piece of legislation through. Don't worry. Everything is just fine. I knew. When I saw that, it's like a month ago, Schwarzenegger said, I'm not going to sign the bill making you digitally thumbprint and be registered to buy ammo in California. And I said, that's it. He's going to sign it next week. And he signed it because they understand that most people are halfway reading the newspaper. And so they'll think that Arnold didn't sign it. And they'll go, I like him. He's a Republican. He's anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-big government, pro-global carbon tax, but he did kick out that Gray Davis commie. Yeah, boy. It's like when I walked in McBride's a few years ago when Bush was still in office, and I was talking to one of the managers. Yeah, Bush is trying to reauthorize the assault weapons ban. And this guy walked over from behind the counter and went, Alex, I'm tired of your lies. Bush is against the assault weapons ban. And I just smiled and said, okay, believe whatever you want. And then one of the owners says, no, it's true. He's supporting the assault weapons ban. And the guy was like, what? What? It's the same thing. Schwarzenegger, he ain't signing that anti-gun bill. Oh, really? See, these are tricks they play on you. So they're out. Oh, don't worry. it's not going to pass the House. And then now there's already articles out today about, don't worry, it's never going to pass the Senate. Oh, sure. Just like they said 2 weeks ago that it would never pass out a committee for the climate bill. Oh, Senate panel approves Democratic climate bill. That climate bill has already passed the House. This is even worse than government-run health care. I mean, the government's grabbed the auto companies. It's already grabbed our industry by paying incentives to move to Mexico, China, and India. Under the climate bill, China, India, Mexico, and hundreds of other third-world countries, over 160 other countries, have to make zero cuts. But the U.S. and Europe have to make 20% cuts within the first 5 years in carbon. In carbon dioxide that comes out of every factory and every one of our mouths and that plants breathe. Now, the little bit of industry we got left, where do you think it's going to go when there's at least a 20% tax, that's what it is, on all industry? It'll go to China and India and Mexico, where a handful of fat cat industrial barons financed by the private banks who you pay the carbon taxes to. You gotta love it. The big central banks own the slave labor camps. It's the equivalent, the maquiladoras and places in Mexico and China, of slavery. Many places it is slavery in China, in India. They have the caste system where you're, you know, a untouchable, and that's their little slaves over there as well. And so the big banks, they own the factories, and what industries left in the West, you pay taxes to the same banks that have incentivized moving the factories to the third world where there's zero carbon taxes. And that baby is now out of committee, boys and girls. They could vote on the stinking climate bill next week. The Senate could vote next week on health care. You better get on a plane and go to your senator's office. You better call them. And you better let those traitors know that you're going to personally sue them. I mean, they're committing crimes. They're destroying your livelihood. They're making sweetheart deals. Al Gore has made over $1 billion. He happens to be the majority owner of the carbon trading company that the UN chose as the sole rater of an entire class of carbon credits. This guy's already made $1 billion in 2 years off this. This guy who's got a 12,000 square foot home, just one of five homes he owns. Ted Turner says you should only be able to have one child by law. He's got five. Ted Turner has over 40 homes. He owns over 5 million acres in the U.S. He has more than 14 jet aircraft. Five children. But see, he counts. You're a useless feeder. A lot of you out there think there are too many people. By the way, there aren't. But you better get this through your head. If you buy into this, well, you just better read the White House Science Czar's textbook where they talk about how they're putting cancer viruses and sterilants in your vaccines and drinking water. You might want to read Eco Science. It's free online before you sit there and go along with this, you fools. Hey, you're not going to listen until you're totally bankrupt. I understand. So enjoy the New World Order. They're just getting started punching your teeth out. Yeah, Monday through Friday, I'm live 11 to 3 Central. I come back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I say Central because people always think wherever they live is the center of the planet. I've come to you live from Central Texas. I guess if I lived in London, I would say that it was midnight Greenwich Mean Time or 11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time or coming up on it. It's actually 4:47 and 45 seconds Central Standard Time. Okay, we're going to go to Dan, Wayne, David, Stephen, Rosie in the Virgin Islands, Dave in Pennsylvania, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244. I actually get mad at myself sometimes after the show, because I don't stress enough to you how bad this is. I hope you understand, I'm not spinning things to sound worse than it is. I cannot describe how criminal and hellish big government is, how completely rogue and criminal every major government on earth is, just robbing and stealing from their people. That's what the founding fathers warned us about. They said, you better keep government small. You better stay on top of it. You better guard the jewel of liberty. And you turn away for 10 seconds, tyrants will rise up and enslave you. And your children will be slaves on the continent your ancestors conquered. And I look at how this has happened now, and it just makes my head spin. And then I have all these other articles here in my stack from Associated Press, Reuters, Daily Tech. See, I actually read the technical journals. I know Exxon and Mobil and Dutch Roll Shell and BP funded the entire phony environmental movement to put taxes on carbon. But when you hear the news, they say oil companies don't want it. These people are geniuses. That's why they're in control, because they know how to scam people. Here's one out of Daily Tech. Auto execs urge government to tax fuel up to $8 a gallon to increase fuel efficiency. And it talks about the heads of the major oil companies, the heads of the major car companies, meeting with government regulators saying, we want $8 a gallon on the fuel. I mean, it's incredible. The oil companies want the global carbon tax. One reason is most of the tax is on coal. Coal produces 51% of the power in the U.S., even more in areas of Europe. That's another sector, another elite. That's a system that's not completely controlled by one group. There's a lot of rich people own coal, but it's not monolithic. It's not monopolistic. It's over. They're talking about a 50-plus percent tax. Obama has been quoted saying we're going to bankrupt coal. I mean, I could pull that clip up. In fact, just YouTube, Obama says we're going to bankrupt coal. I mean, they're going to bank because he works for the oil companies. You got to love it. And all these idiot environmentalists running around, they don't care about real environmental problems, genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, all these other serious issues. They want to tax what plants breathe because the oil company says so. And the oil companies have loopholes written where they're not going to pay anything. You're going to pay more. Oh, it's a sick joke. Okay, I'm done ranting. I'm going to go to your calls now and then into the next hour. Solid phone calls, and I got some other economic news coming up. But they're trying to pass anti-gun bills right now, the greenhouse gas bills right now to tax everything and totally federally take over the entire society. Unspeakably bad. They are trying to pass the healthcare takeover. The government is nothing but the mechanism of offshore banks to engage in a ruthless corporate takeover and strip mining and sell off of the nation. Foreign banks and corporations and countries are buying up everything right now. They're plunging the dollar right now so they can come in with their foreign currencies and buy us up. And the public's running around drooling, slobbering mindlessly, doing nothing but watching football. And you deserve what you get. Your children have no future. You're completely enslaved. If you would wake up and say no, we could stop it. But you won't. You love it. You're too tough and too cool to admit you're being enslaved. Not me. I'm scared to death. I'm freaked out. I'm screaming bloody murder. I know when I'm under threat. I know when I see tyranny. And I know my listeners are great people and they're awake, but I'm talking to new listeners out there that think this is all cute and funny. I can't believe this is happening to our country. I love America so much. It's been so special. You're not getting a free lunch, you idiots out there that think you're getting some free health care. Nothing is free, morons. Don't you understand that, you fools? There's a reason everybody wanted to get into this country. We weren't perfect, but we had some semblance of freedom. And so 4% of the world's population had half the wealth. And so all these foreign groups came in, all these foreign interests came in and bought us off and ripped us off. Let's go to Dan in Pennsylvania, and then Rosie in the Virgin Islands and everybody else. Dan, I'm sorry I'm ranting. When I found out last night that they passed this thing late night, it was like a punch in the stomach and then a punch in the jaw. And then like somebody had just thrown me in a ditch, man. That to have control freak government closing in on us at every level, Dan.
It was terrible. It was terrible. I was watching it yesterday as well. And then I did have to go to sleep, and it was, oh, I woke up and I was aghast, actually. This is kind of on a better note, actually. I haven't seen this very much, or I haven't seen anything. This is the first time I saw this. It's about Desiree Jennings.
Yes, there were that was the cheerleader, with the Washington Redskins, who got partially paralyzed from the shots. And there are medical treatments if used early on that can reverse a lot of that, unless the Guillain-Barré disorder really sets in. Dale Dudley, local talk show host on 93.7 KLBJ FM, the number one talk show host in the morning here in town with the Dudley and Bob show, he got Guillain-Barré from a shot, but thank God it only made him paralyzed, partially paralyzed for a few months after he took a shot.
She was cured.
I did see that report. That is good news. Yeah. I appreciate your call, Dan.
I sent that over to you today. Can I say hi to my kids real quick?
Sure, Dan.
Ethan, Justin, and Jordan. Hi, I love you. Contact me.
All right, Dan. Take care.
Yeah,
take care, buddy. Let's talk to Rosie in the Virgin Islands. Rosie, the government has something free for you. Of course, their internal textbooks say they want to sterilize you and kill you, but boy, isn't that great? The government's going to run everything now. That's freedom.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Rosie.
Well, Alex, I've been following this and just kind of listening. Well, mostly I was following the bird flu or swine flu, but this whole healthcare thing, I'm self-employed. I mean, are you saying it would take, I'd have to have a $15,000 a year policy?
That's what the bill said. It's even worse. It's even worse than the previous five versions. What they ended up...
My question, I want to know, is there any way, because I've done this for years with my kids, I opted out of all the vaccinations?
No, they're saying they're going to give you a $250,000 fine and 5 years in prison. In fact, let me pull the actual bill out. Keep going.
Well, is there any way you can opt out of this? I wouldn't take medical care if you paid me. I would rather go to a naturopath, anybody but these guys.
Okay, I got that wrong. That's why I had a feeling I'd gotten that wrong. H.R. 3962, page 2, it says $250,000 fine and 1 year in prison. I don't know where I got five, but so it's only 1 year in prison. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was wrong. One of the other clauses is 1 year in prison. I was correct. I'm sorry. They take 2.5 to 5% out of your check to begin with. But that's for the totally uninsurable and the non-working. So you get a new 2.5 to 5% tax on you. Don't worry, if you make under $50,000, it's only 2.5. Above that, 5%. And then you have to go out and buy your own insurance on top of that. And it is 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine. And then there's another provision for felony and 5 years. And then another one. Is section 7203 is $25,000 fine and only 1 year in prison. So there's a lot of different prison times here. So I was right and I was wrong. Anything else you'd like to add, criminal?
No, I just wanted to know, is there any way to opt out if you did not want, I don't want regular mainstream medicine care.
Well, you're going to have it, okay? They're already saying that if you eat too much, they're going to watch with your new national ID card. You scan at the store what you're eating and say, oh, you ate too much Bluebell ice cream. You ate too many T-bone steaks. Then your tax premiums are going to go up. You're going to, and on your card is going to be your carbon credits as well. But, ma'am, here's the good news. We're going to beat this in the Senate. Lord willing, if people will call them and freak out and file lawsuits and get involved. And we're going to beat it down the road. We're going to beat big government. We're going to recognize what this is the government trying to become our pimp, trying to run our lives. The mafia always wants to give you something so they have an excuse to get involved in your life. They're vampires. They have criminal rules. We're going to defeat them. We're going to defeat the Soviets.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The reason government is exploding in size is because the criminals that own and run it are getting greedy, but also because they know people are starting to resist them. So they're trying to come in with even more force and just take everything over at once. The banks, the auto industry, everything. That's what the carbon tax is about. That's what healthcare is about. They're taking everything over right now. We're going to go to Dave, Wayne, David, Brigton, Steve, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. David in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, you rock, man. I got two quick questions for you, and nothing to do with healthcare. Number one, when the economy collapses and this all hits rock bottom, do you think that we will be safe in our homes?
Well, I mean, you're not safe in your car. It's the number one cause of death, but we still get in our cars. Will you be less safe in your home? Absolutely. Crime is going to go up. Crackheads and heroin heads will continue to try to rob stereos and computers so they can buy opium and cocaine shipped in by the government. And you'll also get robbed by having to pay taxes for police to fight the drug addicts using the government products. That's how the globalists make money on both sides of the fence. And I think as society's going to get worse and worse and worse, and then they're going to have the public begging for regular army troops to be put on the streets through Northcom. Go ahead.
Do you think, though, that they'll be – my point is this, is when this all collapses and the economy hits the fan and we're pretty much subjected to – at their mercy, per se, then – and, I mean, for if you know, if we have our stockpile of food in our homes and things like that where we don't have to go out for anything – do you think that will – because, I mean, you know, I see the way things are going and listening to you and other people, and, you know, they're going to be having checkpoints everywhere. I mean, they're going to be on top of us like flies on crap. And my concern
is – No, I hear
is,
you, and I appreciate your call, sir. That's not how it works. They need to incrementally roll things out. The average cop isn't thinking, I'm evil, I'm part of a big master plan. They're being put into scenarios incrementally that slowly twist them – to believe that secret arrest and torture and databases and no fly list and no travel list and no gun ownership list are legitimate when they're not. Those are extrajudicial. It's total tyranny. And it's going to be a process of bankrupting the economy and a process of the military quelling riots in Detroit or L.A. And then, well, a lot of you idiots were against troops on the streets, but look what they did after that riot. They went in and did a good job. And the troops will do a good job. And then it sets the precedent. And now you're sold on it. So a lot of people think we're going to see instant martial law and checkpoints and Alex Jones being arrested. No. It'll just be continual collapse of society incrementally. And then maybe suddenly Alex can't fly anymore. You can't fly anymore. I'm bankrupt. I've got to try to go get on the government teat. If I try to go out and live on a farm or a ranch, the economy will be so imploded and there'll be so many rules and animal ID and premises ID that I won't be able to even be self-sufficient. And then the bureaucrats will come and say, all right, we're taking over your land. We run it now. But you're allowed to stay on part of your land as long as you work for us. This is what it is to be a slave. So all these good old boys are like waiting in bunkers for the war to start. The war is going on in the city councils and the county commissioners and the state houses and the federal government. Everybody needs to get out, go public, speak out, get involved, point out the criminals in government, point out the private Federal Reserve, so that as the tyranny comes down, people know who the enemy is. Instead, most patriots are just buying ammo and guns, getting ready to go out and have shoot 'em ups with the police. That'll do nothing to the bankers. They actually hope that happens. We need to take our government back. I'll talk more about this before the show ends.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Know this, government-run healthcare is illegal. It's un-American, it's anti-constitution, But so is warrantless wiretapping by the NSA against the American people. So is face scanning and license plate scanning cameras on street corners. The TSA and federal government putting in 214 body scanners at 214 airports. More than 214, but at 214 airports, putting in these systems that record your bare, naked body on hard drives. You put your children through it. It's all part of humiliation, all part of training you to submit. That's all unconstitutional. What, some of you fake law and order conservatives that think Nazi Germany's conservative and good, that think preemptive war is good? You don't like the chickens coming home to roost? You don't want to live in the Soviet Union? You don't want to live in a fascist communist system? It's all the same. Command and control, cops in black uniforms, cameras everywhere. We know what tyranny is. You think the death and destruction stops with the Arabs that you want to kill? No, you're going to be a slave too, to the same empire. And all you moron liberals, all you mainline liberals that think you're goody two-shoes and bleeding heart, your bosses are all a bunch of eugenicists who openly talk about having big government so they can forcibly kill people's babies and have forced abortion, which is now being proposed. You're going to find out what it is to be an idiot. You're going to find out what it is to be fools. You're going to find out what it is to live under corruption. All right, I'm really preachy today because I'm so angry. I know most Americans are great people and are awake and are upset and know that things are desperately wrong. But 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine if you don't go out and buy insurance on top of a 2.5 to 5% tax. So they take money out of your check and make you go get insurance. I mean, you got to love this. Yeah, Obama wouldn't. The American people are so easy to trick, though. I've gotten a bunch of emails and calls about my new film, Fall of the Republic, and people are fighting to find anything incorrect or wrong in the film. And I get calls and emails saying, Alex, you say that people who make over $125,000 a year are having to have increased taxes under Obama. It's $250,000. No, you didn't catch me being wrong. You caught me being right. You're wrong again. It's families making over $250,000. What is a man and a woman? What is a family? If couples of two people making $250,000 a year, or $125,000 apiece. Obama is trying to pass hundreds of different taxes. And both parties want power, so they're both going along with it. But the listening public tries to look for any excuse to say what we're saying is wrong or isn't true. Let's go back to your calls. David in Ohio. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Not too good with this. I mean, they're about to pass the carbon tax on your dog, on your food, on your car, on your gas, on your electricity, on anything that has oil in it. I mean, 35 agencies are given unlimited power to tax everything. That's passed the House. It's passed the Senate committee. The health care bills passed the House. Anti-gun bills have passed the House. I mean, this is just, they are coming for the Republic. They are gutting this country right now. And then we're called anti-patriotic by the internal FBI manuals because we identify the real enemy, the private banks.
Absolutely. And, you know, last night I was watching and I watched that pass through the House, and there's Pelosi just smiling like she's got the knife in, you know, Statue of Liberty of Mother Liberty's back. You know, and I can't help. I get your passion, Alex, and I get out there, and people think I'm nuts. But I'm telling you, man, my question.
You know why they think they're nuts? You know why they think they're nuts? They're emasculated, castrated chicken necks. In America, being a coward is cool. Giggling at tyranny, being mindless, being stupid, not knowing how things work. You get upset about tyranny. You get upset about the loss of our freedom. You're bad in America. America is great because we would get angry at tyranny. You see, real Americans are ridiculed. chicken neck scum is exalted. And that's why this country is a dead Christmas hog that's had its throat slit and is being roasted for Christmas dinner by the New World Order. We are a joke, and we've got to admit we're a joke until we're going to get the country back. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now, if this passes through the Senate, how do we resist that without going to jail or paying what they
you
want?
Don't? You and don't. Listen, they've never passed laws saying you're going to go to jail. See, that's what I mean. They're getting mean, folks. They built all these prisons for the American people. That's the deal. They're saying if you've got bad credit under the Patriot Act, they're not going to let you have a job or fly. They're going to, folks, I mean, we're going to be the greatest tyranny the earth has ever seen. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out how in the world do we resist that without going to jail? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do we do? I mean, if that's an unconstitutional law, I won't comply. But how do we get around to where they start throwing people in jail, they're going to have the American people's back against the wall. And that's going to be, I don't know, I think that's going to be the final.
That's what they want, though. See, they staged the terror attacks, set up Homeland Security. This is in their own documents that they would stage them. They don't admit they staged 9/11, but they said in 92, CFR said, we'll have terror. The 2000 September document, Northwoods, many others, but Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 2000 said, big Pearl Harbor event, we'll set up a police state. It'll really be for the American people. They'll go along with it thinking it's for foreigners. Then we're going to use phony environmentalism to come in and take all their paycheck. And then when they rebel, we're going to call them terrorists. We're going to ban free speech, only have free speech zones. We're going to have police dogs attack peaceful people at protest. And we're going to make these people our slaves. And you know what? They've done it. And the American people have bowed down and submitted. So the bankers said, okay, give them full slavery. They did. They submitted. They love it. Give them full slavery. And so the cup is being poured out. We're going to be given full slavery now. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. Anything else?
I just want to say you're doing a great job. And Fallen Republic was just amazing, man. Amazing.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. And look, I got in here today and meant to be calm and take your calls. I am genuinely angry. I have a headache. I want out of here. I wish there was some free country I could go to. I was looking at Nambia. What's the, is it Nambia? Pull up. What's the country on the western southern shore right above South Africa? I think it's Nambia. Maybe I'll move to Nambia. That's a pretty free country. At least I could go live in a shack somewhere and be left alone by bureaucrats trying to suck blood out of me every 5 minutes. I mean, I just want away from it. I want away from all the cowardly domesticated and all these guys acting tough that are complete cowards and wouldn't defend the Republic if their life depended on it, but they strut around going, yeah, I'm tough. Yeah, there's Nambia. Maybe I'll move to Nambia. Just get out of here. No, Nambia's not good either. There's nowhere to go. And where are all the real men out there on their Harleys with leather all over them, driving around staring at everybody? I'm tough. Oh, really? You're tough. Are you going to speak out against the people at the White House that admit they're putting sterilants in your water supply? You can't trust anything the government says or does. They've been caught adding chemicals to the water to sterilize us. They've been caught adding cancer viruses to vaccines. They've been caught radiating foster children to death. They've been caught giving black men syphilis and letting them spread it for 45 years. They've been caught nerve gassing our own troops in Project Shad to death. The government launched the anthrax attacks. The government, it's a group of criminals. Don't you get it? Don't you understand it? And they don't control the whole country yet. There's pockets of resistance, even in the corporate world. There's a lot of people who've even served the New World Order are now really seeing what they're a part of, and a lot of them are speaking out and going, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't sign on for this. And that's the question you better be asking yourselves out there today is, are you really signed on to live in the greatest tyranny the planet's ever seen? Is that really what you want? Chuck, Joe, Bill, Brighton, Nathan, your call's coming up. Welcome back. I am a bit overwrought today, but we need to be. I'm grieving for my country. I'm still having to try to convince the public that a private group of banks is setting up a new world order when there's thousands of articles a week in mainstream newspapers telling us how good the one world government is and how it's unelected and run by banks and that authoritarianism is actually good? That article in the Financial Times of London, and now for world government. It's authoritarian, but that's good. You don't know what you're doing. You need to be a slave. And then meanwhile, the yuppies are laughing at me. They think it's funny. Well, they're not going to be laughing for long, bunch of parasites. See, the yuppies have figured out they're part of the system, but low level. They think they're pet puppies that can't be hurt. They're gravely mistaken. A couple program notes, and I'm going to Chuck, Steve, Joe, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244. And that is that Jesse Ventura has only done Larry King Live in the last month, and he didn't talk about his new TV show on Larry King Live. He's going to do a TV radio print blitz about his new True TV television show on the True TV network that I'm a consultant on and I appear in. I'm like the Huggy Bear, he calls me, of the conspiracy show. I'm, you know, Starsky and Hutch go to Huggy Bear. I'm Huggy Bear. But the point here is, seriously, you're my Huggy Bear, Alex. But that's what he says. But the issue is he's going to break it here Tuesday, high noon, second hour of the show. You'll hear all the inside scoop on the episodes of the TV show. Nobody's heard about this. I've not been at liberty to talk about it as a consultant on the show. You will hear about that. See, I can't even enjoy being part of a national TV show because the establishment doesn't even care. They're just busy taking everything over. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on a national TV show and America's burning to the ground here. And the globalists are so arrogant, they don't care if Jesse Ventura and I go on national TV and talk about them anymore. They are that arrogant, the people that are in control of this country, because they think you are stupid. I don't think you're stupid. I think you're, some of you are lazy. All right, I said I'm going to take your calls. That's one of the program notes. There's some others. Let's just go to calls. Chuck in North Carolina, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm not doing good. I got a migraine headache coming on, which is very rare, and I only get these type of headaches when I just am so angry that I don't even know what to do. I mean, I know this is tyranny. I know the healthcare industry passed this stinking bill. I know it's meant to carry out eugenics against me and my family and make me dependent on the degenerate government. I don't want to stand in lines. I don't like going to the Social Security office. I don't like going to the driver's license office. And my whole life is now going to be run by the government. I'm sorry. Go ahead. They're taking everything over, Chuck.
You're exactly right, Alex. And you wouldn't believe, I mean, I'm sure you do know how many of a how much of an effect you're having, but I got two bumper sticker stories for you. About 4 years ago, and I'd already known about the New World Order. I'd only rarely known about you from the Bohemian Grove. I was on 66 heading towards D.C. and seen a bumper sticker on the back of a little Honda. And it said 9/11 was an inside job. And I said, yeah, right on. That's a cool bumper sticker. I said, what is that website on that other bumper sticker? It said Infowars.com. I passed up three exits to get to it. Got home. We clicked it on. Me and a couple of my buddies, my man D, who runs Virginia We Are Change now. Now he runs it. We were just hooked. I got another bumper sticker story from today. A friend of mine who runs a website called Vaccine Education here in North Carolina, where I now reside in Charlotte, it says, your child, your choice, educate before you vaccinate. And a guy follows me to the job I'm working at. I'm a construction worker. And he says, I don't mean to be stalking you or nothing, sir, but I like that bumper sticker. Where'd you get it? Anyways, we commence in talking, and one thing leads to another. I say, all right, well, here another website you should check out is Infowars.com. He says, yeah, I've heard of that. Who runs that? I said, Alex Jones, and handed him a Fall of the Republic. And the word is getting out. I think we really need to start just telling everybody we are the winners because people want to be with the winners, so we got to have the winner's attitude. I know it's tough.
Absolutely beautiful perspective, Chuck. Great to hear your stories. Yes, we are reaching a lot of people. A lot of people are waking up right now. That's why government and the private owners of the government are going wild right now trying to wreck the economy. They want to wreck the economy. I have their documents. We've gone over them. I even heard Limbaugh this week admitting the government wants to wreck the economy so they can run it. Limbaugh's finally getting it. It's a conspiracy, Limbaugh. Welcome to the club. Absolutely. Let's talk to who's up next here? Brighton in California. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm not doing good. Real unemployment's above 20%. The government's Cook numbers are at 10.4 or whatever it is. I mean, it's a jobless recovery. You got to love that. The bankers are making lots of money. You're losing your job, so the economy's great. Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah. You know, we run a private health clinic here in California, and with the health care, they've been trying to put us out of business for years with, you know, making our natural supplements illegal, with the insurance not covering anything that we do. And, you know, as soon as they pass, you know, these socialized things, they've already been writing letters to the doctors at our clinic saying, you know, you've got a patient who's got this disease. How come they aren't on these drugs? And, you know, the doctors.
Oh, and by the way, people like Ron Paul wouldn't practice medicine if they had to take Medicare and Medicaid. Now all doctors are going to be forced to take it and then go under all those rules. This is the end of freedom. But that's only the beginning. If you like government health care, you're going to love carbon tax. Hey, here's the good news. You think a lot of people are waking up right now? You wait till they're open. I mean, they're already announcing world government right now. You wait till they're shutting everybody's farms and ranches down. That's going to really wake people up. All these fools that laughed at us, they're not going to be laughing soon, buddy boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to say the Fall of the Republic's amazing. All the young people that I share it with, I'm about 25 years old. Everyone's opening their eyes. They're really excited. And I wanted to say the last thing my grandfather, he just passed about 5 months ago. The last words that came out of his mouth as he pulled the nurse down to him was, "Get us out of the Federal Reserve."
And, you're kidding.
He was a true patriot. Now, he gave me a Constitution book when I was 5 years old. He was just...
You should do a YouTube video about your grandfather's last words were, "Get us out of the Federal Reserve." You know, that was Andrew Jackson's last words. He died a few minutes later, and they said, sir, tell us what you're most proud of, last words. And he struggled and said, "I killed the bank." He kicked the foreign bankers out. It's simple. Private corporations come in with slick propaganda. They get control of the government. They have the government grow in size to standardize bureaucracy to control the 50 states. They then jack up taxes to give the money to themselves, to make us dependent, to dumb us down. And now they're bankrupting us fully. And they brag about it. They brag about it. Awesome story, sir. Good to hear from you. Steve, Joe, many others. Your calls are straight ahead at 888-201-2244. And our phone system's having heart attacks today. If it hangs up on you, call back. We'll be right back after this quick break. It doesn't matter if 91% of Americans in Gallup polls want to kick the illegal aliens out of this country. It's not happening. Doesn't matter if over 80% of Americans want to reverse restrictive anti-gun laws. They're expanding the gun grabbing. Doesn't matter if over 70% of Americans don't want the Democratic version of health care reform. You're going to get it. Doesn't matter if over 80% of Americans don't want the global carbon tax, or 99%. 1,000-to-1 phone calls in Congress against the banker bailout, which wasn't a bailout at all. It was a banker takeover of last year. It still happened. It happened because foreign offshore criminal crime syndicates that will politically destroy, with the media they own, any politician that doesn't worship them. And if a congressman doesn't play to their tune, they'll blow their airplane up. They'll kill them. They'll shoot them. It's simple. They'll destroy you with their media, or they'll blow your airplane up, or they'll buy you off. And they've got electronic voting machines that have been caught robbing elections all over the country. The left, though, thinks all the machines work now because Obama won. No, we don't have real elections in most of this country now. And that's why the government's like, you know what, we're going to put $8 a gallon tax on you. Oh, you're going to vote us out? Go ahead and try. We'll just switch out a Democrat and put a Republican in. Then we'll switch out the Republican and put a Democrat in. And you idiots will never figure it out. Ha, 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 they say. I mean, the Republican version of health care was almost as bad as the Democrats. It just didn't give you jail time if you didn't. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. It's so ridiculous. How could this be happening in America? How could we be a nation where they've socialized the wealth, given it to the lazy morons, so the lazy morons will be the enforcers for the big government and the private banks? And then even if you want to work hard, there's no jobs left now, so you have to go on the government dole. Mission accomplished, a domesticated population of idiots. I said I'm going to your calls. I'm mourning for this country. I've got to watch Al Gore, who single-handedly rammed through NAFTA and GATT, that has annihilated our standard of living and our industrial base. And they're talking about expanding NAFTA and GATT into the North American Union right now. And I can't even get the yuppies who are losing all their jobs to NAFTA and GATT to even read the SPP agreements because that doesn't exist. I can't even get them to save themselves. They want to lose. They want to be conned. They want to be enslaved. Okay. Again, we have a new phone system in here today, and I'm unable to get to callers on the black screen. So let's go to Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome. Come on down, Dave. You're on the air. I ought to know when to quit.
Alex, how you doing, man? I know I'm not going to ask you how you're doing. I just got to tell you, you're doing a great job. I love everything you do. I appreciate what you do. And I got to give kudos to my brother, Gordy, in Austin. He's been feeding me New World Order shit. I'm sorry.
I appreciate your call. I got to let you go. No, let him go. Okay. Unbelievable. Okay. Working on some new equipment in here today. You know what? I'm just going to cover news here at the end of the show because there's a bunch of news I've gotten to and I'm almost out of time, and there's a lot of other news I haven't covered, and I may take a few here at the end of the show, but there's some news and information that I need to go over here. I thought I would just recap this for everyone. Pelosi, buy a $15,000 policy or go to jail. This was written on Friday afternoon, put up by the Ways and Means Committee. Ranking member of the House Ways and Means Committee, Dave Camp, released a letter from the Nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation confirming that the failure to comply with the individual mandate to buy health insurance contained in the Pelosi health care bill, H.R. 3962, as amended, could land people in jail. The JCT letter makes clear that Americans who do not maintain acceptable health insurance coverage and who choose not to pay the bills, new individual mandate tax, generate 2.5% of the income, are subject to numerous civil and criminal penalties, including criminal fines of up to $250,000 and imprisonment of up to 5 years. In response to the JCT letter, Camp says, this is the ultimate example of the Democrats' contained and controlled command and control system of governing by what we tell you or go to jail. Again, in response to the JCT letter, Camp said, this is the ultimate example of the Democrats' command and control style of governing. Buy what we tell you to or go to jail. It is outrageous and it should be stopped immediately. Key excerpts from the JCT letter appeared below. H.R. 3962 provides that an individual or husband and wife in the case of a joint return who does not at any time during the taxable year maintain acceptable health insurance coverage for himself or of each of his or hers qualifying children is subject to an additional tax. If the government determines that the taxpayer's unpaid tax liability results from willful behavior, the following penalties could apply. Page 2. criminal penalties. This is from the bill. Prosecution is authorized under the code for a variety of offenses depending on the level of the noncompliance. The following penalties could apply to the individual. Section 7203, misdemeanor, willful failure to pay, is punishable by a fine of up to $25,000 and or imprisonment of up to 1 year. Section 7201, felony, willful evasion, is punishable by fine of up to $250,000 and or imprisonment of up to 5 years. When confronted with the same issue during this consideration of similar individual mandated tax, the Senate Finance Committee worked on the bipartisan basis to include language in the bill that shielded Americans from civil liberties and criminal penalties. However, Pelosi stripped that out, and now it includes a $250,000 fine and 5 years in jail. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. It does have the rationing boards, just like Europe, England, and Canada do. It has it all. And, you know, there's a whole other question here. If you make a blue-collar or lower-middle-class wage, they only take 2.5% out of your check, and then make you go out and pay for insurance. But they just take money for the uninsurable. So a new tax on top of Social Security and federal withholding and all the other taxes and state taxes and property taxes and school taxes and all these taxes and the carbon taxes they've passed in the House, now going to the Senate. It's out of the Senate committee, could pass any day. We have all of this going on. We have all of this happening. We have all of this developing. And on top of it, they'll put you in jail if you don't do it. This is government forcing you to do what they say. This is government, as soon as it gets control of health care, and as soon as they have control of taking money out of your paycheck, which all these companies do, now they can do whatever they want. Social control. Oh, you got bad credit, you can't fly. Oh, government doesn't like you, you can't buy a gun now. We don't have to convict you. We don't have to prove you've done something wrong. We're just going to say you can't fly or you can't have a job because the government says you're not in good standing with them. No judge, no jury. This is the essence of the new tyranny we're under. In fact, do we have that Obama clip that I mentioned earlier? There's clip after clip where he says we're going to run the oil companies. Well, he works for the oil companies, but the oil companies through him are going to run the coal companies out of business. Because I want to point out, the oil companies have financed the global carbon tax legislation. And even Dennis Kucinich admitted last week, the biggest liberal in Congress, that the health care bill was a bailout to the insurance companies. They wrote it. So here is President Obama being asked about the greenhouse gas tax to run the coal companies out of business. All that's coming out of the top of a coal stack under federal law, they have sensors on them wired to the federal government. They have scrubbers. All that comes out is water vapor. But the media always goes out and aims their cameras at stacks in the winter, because then the hot air coming out looks like smoke. There's a bunch of buildings around me, a bunch of government buildings and industrial buildings where I'm in Austin, Texas. And you walk out on a cold night, I mean, they're just smoking everywhere. And you can aim a camera at that, show it to adults, and they'll call for banning it. Doesn't matter that it's water vapor. And the oil companies really stand to gain by putting some of the coal companies out of business. And that's why the big oil companies on record are the number one financiers of the greenhouse gas tax initiative. Just like healthcare. In fact, people won't believe me. Google Dennis Kucinich, healthcare bill, bailout for insurance companies. You can even find his video clip of that. Raw story, others reported it. Because Sinich will tell the truth. I don't agree with a lot of his policies, but at least he isn't for scamming people. That all these idiots think they're beating the rich guys and beating the insurance companies. The insurance companies are going to get liability protection now for not giving you service. Nobody got turned away with health care. Now you will be turned away. But you know what? You've got to experience it first. You've got to be told 16, 18, 20 months for brain surgery. You got to learn for yourselves. Look, the government puts fluoride in the water that causes bone cancer and brain damage. They don't want you to be healthy. They don't want you to have good health care. They're taking your health care away, stupid, for those of you out there that bought into this. I know, but, you know, most Americans are actually smart and awake and don't want this, but we can't stop them because they own both parties. And when you put Republicans in a year, in the off-year elections, it won't matter. They'll continue until you really get angry and say no more of your New World Order. Here's Obama being asked about this woman's like, oh, the science shows, she states that lie, that carbon dioxide's deadly. Yes, carbon dioxide's deadly poison, ma'am. You're right. We're going to shut down the evil coal plants that give us 51% of our power. Oh, wonderful. That'll bankrupt any family that wasn't already bankrupt. Oh, goody, because I'm a reckless control freak liberal vandal. Because I'm a hateful, degenerate chicken neck wearing patchouli. Listen to it.
I've already done it.
Back it up. I want to hear the question.
I voted against the clear.
I want folks to hear the question. Here, go ahead and play it.
Senator, you introduced a bill promoting coal to liquid fuels, and then you said you'd only support them if they emitted fewer greenhouse gases and gasoline. Now, all the scientific evidence points to coal being dirtier than pretty much anything else. So how are you going to square your support for coal with the need to fight global warming?
I've already done it. I voted against the Clear Skies Bill. In fact, I was the deciding vote, despite the fact that I'm a coal state and that half of my state thought I'd thoroughly betrayed them because I think clean air is critical and global warming is critical. But this notion of no coal, I think, is an illusion because the fact of the matter is that right now, we are getting a lot of our energy from coal, and China's building a coal-powered plant once a week. So what we have to do then is we have to figure out how can we use coal without emitting greenhouse gases and carbon. And, you know, how can we sequester that carbon and capture it? If we can't, then, you know, we're going to still be working on alternatives. But let me sort of describe my overall policy.
I can't stand listening to him. He's such a liar. Keep playing. I want people to hear the part.
A cap and trade system in place that is as aggressive, if not more aggressive, than anybody else's out there. I was the first to call for 100% auction on the cap and trade system, which means that every unit of carbon or greenhouse gas that was emitted would be charged to the polluter.
You hear that?
That will create a market in which...
Hit pause.
Whatever technology...
Think of the ultimate level of this scam. The average human puts off 5.5 pounds of carbon dioxide a day. Plants breathe it. And they've now listed it as a toxic waste. This is a tax on you. Carbon dioxide is good. Polar bears can swim. The Arctic isn't melting. But they show you a satellite shot of the Arctic in the summer. Yes, it gets smaller in the summer. They just talk to you like you're morons, folks, and you buy it. And so these criminals go, well, why not? Here, play more of him. Play more of him.
These are out there that are being presented, whatever power plants that are being built, that they would have to meet the rigors of that market and the ratcheted down caps that are placed, imposed every year. So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Okay.
That will also generate billions of dollars that we can invest in solar.
Okay,
wind,
thank you. Yeah, you can give it to Al Gore. Thank you, criminal. again, it allows this select group to decide who can have a business, who can't, and they list carbon dioxide as poison. Now, I had four of these clips I wanted to play today. I'm only going to play one because of time. I got to get more hours on the Sunday show, but then my wife's like, I need to work less, which is true, but then I get in here and it's like there's so much to cover. Every day or two on CNBC and CBS and ABC, they just admit, oh, yes, a global government is now here and world government is now here and we're going to pay our carbon taxes to private banks and it's a global government. And Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, writes editorials and Al Gore calls for world government and the Pope calls for world government and everybody's calling for world government, unelected, unaccountable. I have the treaty right here in front of me, Framework Convention on Climate Change. Then separately, there's articles attacking Alex Jones every day saying I'm insane, none of this exists. That's how dumb they think you are. They're admitting they're setting it up and saying it's good, but then when I say, I don't want to be a slave, shut up, it doesn't exist, crazy man. And then yuppies only care about what's cool. Oh, well, you say it's not cool to admit there's a world government? Well, then there's not one. Oh, and there's no carbon tax. Here, let me give you the carbon tax check. Oh, I have to pay that tax, but it doesn't exist. Oh, okay. I mean, it's like mass mental illness. It's like Nazis that live next door to death camps after the war were denying they live next to death camps. You know, it's just total la-la land with you people. It's like people 20 years ago saying cigarettes didn't give you lung cancer. Yes, it does. Mercury in shots brain damages kids. And yes, it's still in the shots. I can't believe the media lies and says it's not in there. You can go to the insert and read it. It's in there. They lie about everything. Play the CNBC clip from yesterday with them talking about world government. Here it is.
Capital Partners staying with us live out of Seattle, Washington. Damon, you guys are a hedge fund, and what you guys basically do is you try and catch breaks either the up or downside. Apparently with oil, also with gold, you've done the timing pretty right, God. And just as it started to oil up past 75, gold past 1,000, are you going to sit on those positions then?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, this is, I mean, you can think a lot about it and you can, you know, one day and, you know, have all these vacillations psychologically. But, you know, this is the time to, you know, to play ping pong, to, you know, pick up, you know, get involved in model making or something ridiculous. I mean, this is the time where you make money, where the trend develops. And so there's really not a lot to do with it. I mean, oil looks higher, gold looks higher, currencies look weaker, all for the reasons that we talked about before. I mean, you've got huge wage disparities. I don't know how that inevitably resolves itself. It may resolve itself in some type of a global currency crisis. And then if the global currency crisis unfolds, then inevitably you get, an alignment under a global world government. A new global currency and a new world order. So we may be moving towards that.
Talk to us a little bit more about this currency crisis you see erupting. About what's going to happen to the dollar.
I have four clips of the news announcing one world government. See, when we had a chance to stop it, all of this, they denied it when you could have gotten up and stopped them. Now they got the voting machines rigged. The Northcom's in place. They've already killed the dollar. They're already spiking your water with brain damage chemicals. So a lot of you are just zombies. You can't even understand me right now. And, you know, they think they've got us. They think it's a big, sick joke. I want to say great job with the crew. Infowars.com is the website.